Let us all join together in prayer. In this time of plague, trouble, and confusion, O Lord, we pray that you will keep us in your mercy and protection. In lockdown, O Lord, unlock our faith so that we may live in expectation, not despair. We are all children of light, lighten our darkness. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We give thanks for all those who love their neighbours, in particular for those who care for the sick and the many who provide the services that our society relies upon. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We pray for those who are deeply worried about the people they love. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We give thanks for St. Peter's. We pray for God's blessing on Julia, on Sarah, on Matthew and their families. We pray for the people who will lead St. Peter's in the absence of a vicar, that they may be granted wisdom, energy, and enthusiasm. We pray that with God's guidance we may find a sympathetic and inspiring new leader. And we give thanks for all who worship here, make music, and support our church. We look forward to the time when we may worship again in person. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We pray for those who have recently died and for those who grieve for them, and also for those whose anniversaries we remember. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. O Lord, we know that every day in this parish, hundreds of prayers are offered to you by many people inside and outside the church, like arrows shot to heaven. They echo our thoughts and fears, our joys and our sorrows. They continue our formal worship into our everyday lives. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers now, and listen for those we will utter up in the coming weeks and years. Merciful God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.